Wash rag.
So what do you call it now?
Wash cloth. Bath cloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen to get water?
Faucet.
Okay. Have you ever called it anything other than faucet?
No, I don't think so.
People used to buy flour in
barrels.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? This thing is shaped like this and so small. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy that you hit them with?
Whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put what you buy in a
bag.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? What was it put in? What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in? Did you have a different name for it other than sack?
No.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at any time to be ground?
Peck? Bushel?
Okay. What about the amount of wood you can carry? When you've got your arms full of wood, you say, I've got...
A turn of wood.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Bulb.
Do you call it light bulb?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
Put in a new light bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
Basket.
What do nails come in? A nail. The small wooden thing that's not as
a
big...
A barrel. A hook. No, what do you...
It's smaller than a barrel.
Keg. Nail keg.
We've forgotten you use some of these words. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
A band. Yeah.
Did you ever call it staves?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it hooks?
Hooks, yes. Yeah, hooks.
What would you put in the top of a bottle that would fit down in the bottle?
Stopper.
Okay. And what was that usually made out of?
Cork.
What do you call the musical instrument that you put at your mouth and you play and it's shaped about this long?
Harp.
Okay, what did you call the musical instrument that you put in your mouth and you dinged?
A juice harp.
Okay. What's that, what do you call the thing that you used to hit nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue.
You have a one-horse buggy, or just a buggy. What do you call the things that the horse comes into?
The chaise.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
The single tree.
Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one would have a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together? Now you've got your two single trees, and back here you have that other piece of wood. What was that called? Did you call it a double tree? Do you remember?
No, we never did have a double. I'm not just thinking about double wagon. No, two mules.
You just always had the one mule wagon?
Uh-huh.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what? He was taking a load of something from one place to another, you say he was doing what?
Taking a load of wood.
Did you ever use hauling? He's hauling hay.
Yeah, he's hauling hay.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and